An EPA gaffe. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Chris Banks is a Chesterfield rancher who at one time worked for the Idaho Association of Soil Conservation Districts for 8 years. And during that time, obviously, he learned the ropes and became familiar with all of the rules and regulations that go along with that type of job. However, he also learned pretty quickly that when someone from the government shows up on a landowner's farm or ranch, it's not always an instant love affair. And why should it be? We all know what federal employees can be like. As an example, the EPA. I'm certainly not anti-conservation, not anti-EPA, but sometimes people from government agencies can be heavy-handed and not really in touch with what needs to go on a ranch or a farm. Authorities can demand zero pollution, zero erosion, zero footprint, etc. But is that realistic? Well, getting off my soapbox, Chris started a consulting company called Conservation Basics because he learned that if you were a little softer in your approach to people with respect to conservation issues, it made landowners more willing to work with you. Chris told me a story which I think you ag producers out there might find amusing.
I had the opportunity to take representatives from EPA Region 10 out of Seattle on a tour of some of the projects that we had implemented in the last 5 or 6 years. And when they got here, two of those people had never, ever even seen a cow before. And they're the ones that are making the policies and making the rules for farmers and ranchers. And it scared me to death. I mean, it flat out scared me to death.
Gee, I wonder why. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.